I think most simply, it looks like a conversation, but it might be a dinner party. It might be a family gathering where you have the trust, where you have some familiarity, you have some kinship, has some skin in the game. And as I look around the table, whether it's my family, my colleagues, my customers, my vendors, is I want to feel that kind of kinship with you because I know that you value me, you value my time, you value what I can bring to this conversation. And when it comes to attention, you've been to those parties, those dinner parties, or sitting around the table, 3 hours has passed by and you didn't even know it. It kept your attention. You didn't look at your watch. You're not worried about the babysitter. That to me is when you are successful, is when you tune out the rest of the world and you're just engaged with another person, a brand, a company, a cause. That's what I work for.
The smartest marketers from all walks of life, in every industry, talking about the latest trends, opportunities, and challenges. Insights from marketing executives at organizations like National Geographic, IBM, and the Baltimore Ravens. And tips from business authors and experts known around the world. Ways to improve your community's marketing, starting now, right here on the Marketing Smarts podcast.
Marketing Smarts listeners, I don't mean to scare you, but can you realize, can you understand that we're already more than halfway through the first month of 2023? Q1 will be over before we know it, but are you grabbing the attention that you need starting out in 2023? That's right. Today, we're going to be talking about the attention economy, how time impacts your customer journey, content, events, and other B2B marketing efforts. I'm super excited. We have Doug Binder on the episode today. Doug Binder is an expert in event design and production, having staged corporate events and campaigns around the world for some of the most important companies and visionaries in high tech, biotech, automotive, entertainment, hospitality, and shoes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, shoes. A writer at heart, Doug has expanded his mastery into video production, digital media, graphic and experiential design. A Virginia native by way of Michigan, Doug's career has included stops in New York, Silicon Valley, Santa Monica, Orlando, and Las Vegas. He is the author of Gather, The Business of Coming Together, Equal Parts How-To Manifesto and Memoir. And I'm telling you, we talk about what keeps Doug up at night, what B2B marketers are doing, should be doing, and the hurdles that get in the way, and his words of wisdom. Just wait. We'll get there. But for now, let's go ahead and get a word from our sponsor. Are you looking for great curated content specific to you, the B2B marketer? Want to have fun while also learning valuable information to help you succeed on a daily basis? Then you're in luck. Look no further. This week's Marketing Smarts podcast is brought to you by the Marketing Smarts Live Show. That's right. You can join us live every Monday where we shine the spotlight on you, the community members, share fresh B2B news, several top-notch curated articles to help you be a better marketer, and of course, have tons of fun along the way. If you want even more B2B marketing education with the ability to ask questions and engage with the rest of the audience, tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern for the Marketing Smarts Live Show. You won't regret the additional B2B learning you'll be adding to your life. Now, let's get back to this episode of the Marketing Smarts Podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, with that out of the way, let's go ahead and get into the good stuff. All right, Marketing Smarts listeners, I'm super excited because one, we're talking about something a little bit different, the attention economy. We're also going to talk about things that you might think you know about, customer journey, events, content, the things that marketers, you and I, do. But again, today we're going to be talking with Doug Binder, and I'm telling you, I have a sneaking suspicion that these conversations might go a little bit in different directions than you as a B2B marketer maybe thinking of at the beginning of this. So keep on listening and let's get into the good stuff. So Doug, first of all, I have to just take the high level question here. When we talk about attention economy and how time, which by the way is vitally precious, impacts things that we as marketers do around the customer journey, content, events, and other B2B marketing efforts, what the heck keeps you up at night?
I will tell you what used to keep me up at night was, what's the new thing? What's the shiny toy? What is the new tech that we can roll in? And these days, it's more about, we've got so many great toys to play with. How do we put them all together? Again, what I do mostly is experiential. So you've got tech, you've got hybrid, you've got virtual, you've got all sorts of platforms you can play with. So I feel like coming out of the pandemic, we're rejuvenated. Like we get to think of all this stuff afresh, and we're like pioneers trying to find the right chemistry to bring the audience in, keep their attention. And as you say, time, I don't know if there's a more valuable commodity anymore. Again, I think we're doing really good work, and it's a great time to be an experiential.
Yeah, I love to think of myself as a pioneer. So I'm glad you threw that out there. It makes me be able to say words like you young whippersnappers might think that time isn't effective, but the older you get, man, the more that becomes a premium. So let's dive into that in this need for attention. And really what I want you to do, Doug, for the Marketing Smarts listeners is unpack this idea of what is the attention economy.
It's been around for a long time. Near as I can tell, it began its rise back in the mid-90s when we young whippersnappers back then all of a sudden had 100, 500 cable channels. We had AOL and Yahoo for the first time, and that's when the internet was born. And so folks started saying, now, you know, you only have time in a given day, but there's all this content out there. So what are you supposed to do with that? Gators came along, TiVo would help you record anything, so you could just watch it when you wanted to. 20 years later, 30 years later, it's 10,000 times that, right? And we've got streaming, we've got social, we've got podcasts and webinars, not to mention all the binge opportunities. So it's even crazier now, but we still have 24 hours in a day. And so I think the word economy is really important because you've only got so much time you can spend in a given day. And so you've got to choose what's worth my time. What is going to deliver value to me? And so as a consumer, I've got a lot more say in where I'm going to spend my attention. So marketers have to get clever and serious about how they're going to get attention and hold attention.
Love this idea of being clever and serious. And around that, I want to talk to, and I think Marketing Smarts listeners, first of all, I know that you are hyper intelligent, but sometimes connecting the dots is something that I feel like we need to do on the show for maybe people who are just starting with B2B marketing or marketing in general. And in your words, Doug, why is attention crucial, especially to B2B marketers?
You know, in order to affect behavior, in order to sell something, in order to create an engagement, you have to start with attention. And again, open up a mailbox, open up a feed, and you've got so much stuff coming at you. The ones that I pay attention to are the ones where it seems like, actually, you know what? They tried to get to know me a little bit. And that's the serious part of this. Don't just get clever and come up with taglines and slogans and whatnot. Really take the time to get to know me, or at least give me the impression that you have. These days, it's hard to catch people at work. The blurred lines between when I'm at work, when I'm home. Back in the day, if it was B2B, it was 9 to 5 or somewhere around that. Now, 9 to 5, I could be walking my dog. I could be at a spin class. So that's where you've got to understand when and how to reach me, and then respect that. Respect that I may not get back to you right away, but that's just how I work. And say I come from an experiential background and events are no longer let's all meet in Vegas. It's everywhere. So we've got to treat audiences differently. And I know we're going to talk about content and things like that. We are getting into hyper personalization when it comes to the kind of content we're creating in order to get and keep people's attention.
Yeah, I love this so much, and I hope people realize it really has changed. The understanding of I'm at work or I'm at home is literally one door away behind me, right? It is going from my home office to my kitchen. That's the only change. And I could even be on the golf course, pick up the phone, and be at work. It's funny because, Doug, in that last segment, you talked about if you want to change behavior, if you want to drive revenue, get to know me. And as soon as I hear words like those, the marketing nerd comes out in me and I'm like, ooh, Doug, we're knocking on the door of customer journey. That's what we're knocking on the door of. So my question for you, is there any advice for the B2B marketers listening on how to begin the customer journey?
Again, I think it has to be based on trust. If we're going to become, hopefully we're not going to be, if I'm your customer, it's not a one-off. It's a relationship that we're going to build. It's a partnership with not just customers, but again, in B2B, you want to build 5-year, 10-year, 20-year, longer relationships. And that's got to be based on trust. So in order to start that relationship, like I say, get to know me. There's so many tools out there. We don't even need to get into AI yet. We can just talk about, go check out my feeds. I've volunteered so much information. It's out there. You can have it. But still, people don't. So I really want you to just get to know me, understand what I need and how to speak to me. And I also think that, again, going back to experiential, is really understanding how I like to be treated. Because now I'm actually experiencing what you're giving me. So I'm smelling it. I'm tasting it. I'm touching it. I'm talking to it. It's talking to me. So there's so much out there. So much noise. Just give me what I want. Don't waste my time. Get me to what I need, and let's make it a good relationship for both of us.
So good. It's funny to hear you talk. My brain, the way it works, it just starts to segment things that you're saying. And what I heard is, you know what? Give me a reason to trust you. Don't be lazy and actually figure out who I am. And once you do your due diligence, how about you add a little value to my life? Like, that might be the 3-step process to be an amazing B2B marketer that grabs more attention than you actually know what to do with. But here's the thing, Doug, we live in a world, I like to call it a yin-yang scenario. Some people say there's always two sides of one coin, but how does attention, and here's the two sides of Marketing Smarts listeners, lack or abundance. How does the lack or abundance of attention impact the customer journey?
It's balance. In the book Gather that I wrote, again, going back to experiential, is I think there are four kinds of experiences or four ingredients that go into experiences. And these are based on our personal lives. This is based on real life and emotions and all those touch points. One of them is community. So show me that I'm part of a community. Make me belong. Make me feel like this is my tribe and that I can contribute and I can also take from it. The second is personal growth. Is show me the benefits, show me what I'll get out of this, show me how I can gain status in that community that's going to help my career, it's going to help other relationships, and all this should also, it's not just B2B, it should help me in my real life. The next one is celebration. Give me a reason to cut loose. We achieve something together, there's a milestone, it's a birthday, it's a promotion. Give me a reason to celebrate. And then the last one, which really has a place in B2B, is pleasure. A lot of times that gets cut out or folks don't make the time or budget for it. But pleasure is where all the other things come together. So it's being with other people. It's feeling good about myself, my confidence, and then just having this moment of release with my tribe. So those are the four areas that I think are where we start creating some balance about planning an experiential or really any kind of campaign, is hit those four things.
Marketing Smarts listeners, I hope you're taking notes. iPad, phone, I don't know, pen, paper, chalk, a wall, something. Because if you list those four things and ask yourself some specific questions on if you are not paying attention to those or what tactics or strategies you have equated to them, it may impact your B2B marketing in 2023 and beyond. I want to shift gears a little bit, Doug, because we've talked about kind of experience and customer journey and some really good stuff in that beginning portion. But one thing as B2B marketers, we always pay attention to, or most of us, many of us have come to the point where we're paying attention to content. It's about creating content that adds value, whether it be textual, whether it be audio, whether it be video. It's some type of content. And I'm going to give you this question in maybe a little bit of a rubrics way that will allow you to answer it wherever your mind goes, because I want to start how I did with the attention part of this, right? The time and attention part of this, and the lack and abundance part of that question as well. So when you think of all us humans who want to do all those things that you just mentioned, how does attention and time, or lack or abundance of either of those, enhance the content that B2B marketers should be creating now and in the future?
The stakes are never been higher. because I can tune out just like that. You've seen in broadcast advertising, we're at 15 second commercials, now we're at 5, and someday I imagine it'll just be a frame. But make that count. If you see on TikTok, if you're going to teach me how to change my oil, you're not going to start with a big preamble. You're going to get to find this, do that. So first off, again, don't waste my time. Get to the message. If you want to give me your brand, do it, but do it in a clever way. Think about when I start imagining an experience or videos or a, you know, campaign of some sort, is I think of my brand as a person. And I try to think what qualities they have that I hope are going to draw people in. I want them to be fascinating or funny. I want them to be trustworthy. In the case of experiences, I want them to be protective, but you don't want them to become clingy. You don't want them to be cloying or preachy or demanding of your time. And that's what I see again in experiential. We have a captive audience. We'll play a walk-in video or an opening video that's 2 minutes of just words that we really like that you probably don't really care about. And I think that's become the cue to, okay, should I take a bio break? Because nothing's going to happen here that needs my attention right now. My biggest piece of advice is be objective with your content. Does this really matter? Is there value? And I don't care if, you know, your brand wants to say it. Does your audience need to hear it? Do they want to hear it? Because again, it's so easy to check out. It's one click and I'm past you and I'm on with my day. So make every second count.
Tactical sessions, inspirational keynotes, off the clock antics. And let's not forget about immeasurable connections. What am I talking about? The B2B Forum, of course. For more than 15 years, the B2B Forum has been the conference where today's leading B2B marketers gather for insights, networking, and laughs. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's never too early to plan for success. Join us in 2023 in October for inspiration from B2B marketing experts. And I mean those marketers who walk the walk and know how to talk the talk in a way that you can understand. Get access to real-world actionable insights on the tactics and tools that work today and strategies that stand the test of time. When you say, well, on October 4th, you can join us for the B2B Forum full-day workshop for all access attendees. And on the 5th and 6th, well, spectacular conference shenanigans. That's right. If you head over to the B2B Forum website right now, you can sign up to join us October 4th through the 6th for some amazing education. And guess what? I'll see you next year at the B2B Forum. That's right. I'll be there. Will you? Does your audience need to hear it? Make every second count. And to be honest with you, Doug, when you said they can tune out in a second, I got sad because I started to think, Marketing Smarts podcast listeners, are you still there? Are you still with us? I hope you are.
This is good stuff.
Yeah, I hope they are. But the funny thing about that, though, is it led me to the question, and I think it's a very important question. If you have this realization of the importance of attention and time and the fact that your customer, your audience, your prospect, your lead, use whatever words you want, I'll call them the humans that happen to be circled around what you're talking about, could tune out in a second. Doug, how the heck do we keep the attention of these humans?
Humans like to be surprised and they like to be delighted. Again, don't get predictable, don't get lazy. Remember that you've maybe got 5 seconds, 10 seconds, maybe a minute to grab my attention and hold it, but you've got to keep redoubling your efforts. So I say surprise and delight is a big one. Those four pillars I talked about, celebration, personal growth, community, pleasure, play to those also, because that releases the chemicals that keep people excited, engaged, involved. Back when, actually in the book also, George, I doubt you know what these are. Do you know what this is?
I'm not sure what you're showing me right now.
This is a ticket book to Disney World. Back in the day, you didn't buy just one ticket. You bought basically a passport of tickets. And the e-ticket was the most valuable. So that was, it's a small world, believe it or not. Jungle Cruise, Hall of Presidents, Haunted Mansion. But what Disney did is they created an economy of excitement. So you had 3 e-tickets. So you had to decide how I'm going to use them. You had D tickets, you had C tickets. And then, actually, I interned at Disney World, and I drove the little jitneys up and down Main Street, and that was an A ticket, which is, oh, that must be like the lamest. But that's the connective tissue. That's where people came. They used their time to relax. I was driving them up and down the street. They could take in the sights. They could kick back a little bit, get their bearings on where everything was. And so that's the kind of the way I look at keeping people's attention, is give them the big moments, but give them other moments as well. So the moment to reflect, the moment to step away. I think all those are really important when we think about campaign landscape. And so when I think about an agenda for experiential, I always come back to that give people, show people everything that they can do, but give them the ability to choose their own adventures as they go, which includes adventures that might not be, you know, the sexiest, the most brand fantastic.
Everything doesn't have to be mind-blowing, marketing smarts listeners. And here's the thing, too. I would say that might be a little bit of a rewind point, where you rewind and listen to that and ask yourself questions. Are we creating an economy of excitement, or are we being like, yep, I knew that was coming. Oh, yep, saw that coming 10 miles away. Like, we have to figure out how we can surprise and delight those that we're serving. It's funny that you mentioned Disney, because as you were talking about that, Doug, I started to think about, woo, man, Disney has changed over time, because you literally raised like paper tickets that you could get, which probably no longer exist. That got me kicking around. Well, if Disney has changed that much, the world has changed that much. Obviously, marketing and B2B marketing has changed, and that leads my brain into level of technology. Doug, in your words, what is the role today, 2022 and 2023 that we're moving into, what is the role of technology in getting and maintaining this attention and time from the people that we're serving?
Yeah, I think that, and in the book Gather, I talk about really two types of technology, even though it's infinite. The most tangible, obviously, is devices. The relationship you have with the technology you can hold in your hand or on your lap. And we've certainly integrated that into experiential. And you also mentioned Disney, theme parks, attractions, shopping malls, everywhere. You can have that app that helps you to search for things, follow schedules, make schedules, sign up, connect with other people, download content, all that. And it's really handy. It also is really sustainable. So it took away a lot of the paper and stacks of stuff you'd fly home with. But I do fear that sometimes we're getting too dependent on technology and letting our audiences get too dependent on it as well. Gamification is big. It keeps people involved. Some people, especially sales audiences, are very competitive. But that can be an impediment to really being able to access and understand your content. Your content can be secondary to all these other activities that have been thrown at folks. And yes, younger audiences, I think, can process a lot of that. With gamification, I was thinking about an event I went to 3 or 4 years ago, and a guy in the row in front of me was just taking pictures of his shoe and posting them. And he was getting 50 points every time he did it. He wasn't listening. The feed all of a sudden had this guy's shoes all over the place. So everyone else then is getting distracted by it. So that was an impediment to clear access to content, keeping my attention there, because I don't know what they're talking about, because I was watching this guy take pictures of his shoes. So I think when it comes to the personal devices, is find ways to complement the human experience. Yeah, use it to maybe find someone, but then instead of emailing them or Slacking them or whatever, meet up, go for a walk, get a bite to eat or something. So when it comes to tech, that's the personal side. The other side is AI, machine learning, whatever we want to call it. There's so much promise. And already, again, with experiential, and I think in a lot of areas of marketing, people are willing to give you all of their data. They understand that it's a two-way street. So I'm going to give you all this stuff. So we have tons of data, but I don't think that we analyze it as well as we should. I think that we look at the stats, we look at the numbers, we put it on a slide, and everyone's like, ooh. But do we really understand what's behind that data? And I don't think that we do. So I really, when I talk to our strategists and our data miners, is we need to understand these folks on a different level. I don't want to know that we've got a bunch of PR officers or automotive experts or dietitians. I want to know what's behind that. I want to know what drives them. They've given us this data. They've given us qualitative answers. Really use that to come up with who are these people and how can we create a personalized journey for them. Again, I respect what we're all doing in AI, but a couple of weeks ago, I was looking for an air fryer. And I went to all the different sites and I bought an air fryer. For the next 3 weeks, all I'm getting sold is air fryers on every feed. And okay, you knew that I was looking for an air fryer. You also should have known that I bought one, especially the site where I put my credit card in or you already had me. But no, you're acting as though he bought an air fryer. He probably wants another one and he probably wants another one. That's the kind of, we can cut through the data really quick and just get to, that's not my motivation. So that's where I really think there's a lot of promise with AI across marketing, but definitely with experiential, not only understanding it, but then acting on it and giving people what they want, even without them knowing that they wanted it.
It's so amazing. Your story about the air fryer was a masterclass in autopilot, automation, automatic, or annoying. Like those A's can line up real quick, dependent upon what you're doing in your marketing efforts. And I'm also geeking out a little bit because at the beginning, you used the word pioneer. And in that last section, you said data miners. So we've got pioneers and miners in this episode of the podcast. I just Marketing Smarts. Listeners, you know how it goes. But I do want to dive into some more of the good stuff, Doug. And I want to dive into this conversation of getting started, meaning how can the listeners, the Marketing Smarts, B2B marketing listeners, start to create marketing efforts, content, events, the list could go on and on. How can they create marketing efforts that drive more, or dare I say, better attention?
That's a great question. And you stressed, how do you begin? And I was going to say, begin with the data. But I think it starts before that, because you got to know what questions to ask. You want to know what kind of behaviors you want to modify, understand how to the audience, the key audience. And so again, I go back to with the book Gather is think about the human behind this. These aren't just prospects and not just customers. They're not just targets. These are real people. And ideally, you feel that they have a need for your product or your service. And so start there is tell me who these people are. Tell me what is going on in their lives or their careers where they would need your service. And then start thinking about your campaign that way, is really helping people. Be empathic. Think about what might be missing in their life. Be humanistic to say that they have real needs and urges. And they also, getting back to attention, they're all stressed. They're all moving so fast. So how can you slip your message in and start winning their trust that way? So again, I'd go back to empathy and humanity if you're just starting out.
Empathy, humanity, trust, all the words that your boy George B. Thomas loves without a doubt. So folks are going to listen to this. They're going to be like, hey, I need to get on board with this attention economy. I need to impact my journey that my customers are going. I need to create better content. I need to have amazing events, whether it be webinar, in-person, hybrid, whatever. I need to just make my B2B marketing efforts more in 2023 and beyond. I love it that you're thinking that way, by the way, listener. But Doug, my question for you is, what are the hurdles? What's going to stop people in their tracks? What have you seen that most marketers face along the way of grabbing their prospects, their leads, their customers, their tribe, and man, they just jack up like the attention economy?
I think everyone would say that we want this campaign, this initiative, to cut through the noise. And that's the first slide in your deck. We're going to cut through the noise. And the next 30 slides are, here's the noise we're going to create. Take a step back. Be objective about what you're trying to deliver. I know you want to get attention. You want to keep attention. You want to sell. You want to change behavior. But how do you do that without just creating more noise for people? And I don't have the answer, by the way, but I do take that very seriously, is there are products out there. I mentioned before, when we do events, we give people a chance to step away. So we're not going to create noise for you. In fact, even tech companies were having detox areas where you checked your phone and your laptop in and they'd hold it for an hour. So that's interesting. that the product we're selling, we're going to take away from you so that you can have a real life. But I think that there's those type of moments in just about any industry is how can I make you think differently without shouting at you, without making more noise? And again, I think it comes back to really understanding your needs at a human level.
So good. So Doug, we've reached the mountaintop. We're sitting there in the Zen position, or maybe it's that we're on that top pedestal of the Olympics with the gold medal around our neck. What does success look like pertaining to attention and time and B2B marketers in your mind?
I think most simply, it looks like a conversation, but it might be a dinner party. It might be a family gathering where you have the trust, where you have some familiarity, you have some kinship, has some skin in the game. And as I look around the table, whether it's my family, my colleagues, my customers, my vendors, is I want to feel that kind of kinship with you because I know that you value me, you value my time, you value what I can bring to this conversation. And when it comes to attention, you've been to those parties, those dinner parties, or sitting around the table, 3 hours has passed by and you didn't even know it. It kept your attention. You didn't look at your watch. You're not worried about the babysitter. That to me is when you are successful, is when you tune out the rest of the world and you're just engaged with another person, a brand, a company, a cause. That's what I work for.
Love that so much. How can you enable your audience to lose themselves in the things that you're creating for value in their life? So, Doug, one of the things I love, because I just never know how people are going to answer it. Sometimes they stick on topic. Sometimes they go completely sideways and become like the motivational guru that I didn't know they were. So it's totally up to you, but the last question I always like to ask on every episode is for some words of wisdom. We've all been through the journey. We've all crossed our own hurdles. We've all done these things for ourselves and for others. And heck, you wrote a book about it. Come on. So what are some final words of wisdom that you want to leave the Marketing Smarts audience as we send them back to their regularly scheduled day?
Wow. That's a good question, George. Any examples of advice that's knocked you over in the past?
Nah, you got to knock me over with your own advice.
I think that's just it, is that we all are human here. We all have our struggles. We're all going through different things. We all have certain triggers here and there. Really respect that, again, you're more than just numbers and treat me like a human being. Treat me with respect. Value my time. Don't waste my time and we'll get along just fine. I don't think you're going to etch that on your Mount Olympus, but that's where I am.
So, Marketing Smarts listeners, did you take lots of notes? I have to ask, what is your hashtag one thing, your number one execution opportunity after this podcast? Make sure you reach out and let us know in my inbox or on Twitter using the hashtag MPB2B. Also, I have to ask, are you a free member of the Marketing Profs community yet? If not, head over to mprofs.com/MP today. You won't regret the additional B2B marketing education you'll be adding to your life. Hey, listeners, we'd like it if you could leave us a rating or review on your favorite podcast app, but we'd love it if you would share this episode with a coworker or friend. Until we meet in the next episode of the Marketing Smarts Podcast, where we talk with Ahava Letbag about how being strategic about content development can boost results and save time and money, something we all want to do as B2B marketers, I hope you do just a couple of things. One, reach out and let us know what conversation you'd like to listen into next. Two, focus on getting 1% better at your craft each and every day. And finally, remember to be a happy, helpful, humble B2B human, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Marketing Smarts Podcast.